Imagine finding a normal podcast that doesn't freak you out in the first 10 seconds. Pretty hard, right? Especially with so much true crimes. Man, those freak me out. But guess what? I found one. Cue the intro. Hey, you are now listening to the What's On My Mind podcast, the podcast where some random teen, that's me, talks about literally anything that pops into his mind. Pretty vague, I know. Hey guys, before we start, I want to mention that today's episode is brought to you by Podgo. So you guys already know Podgo. Basically, Podgo connects small podcasters like you and me to advertisers and brands. So that means you can now monetize your podcast. So if you head down to podgo.co, you can arrange a deal. Basically, they will give you a fixed rate. It's that easy. You get paid. And if you happen to do so in the Where Did You Hear About Podgo section, put this podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Wednesday episode. Today's Wednesday, right? In today's episode, I will recommend to you guys a podcast I've been a fan of for a long while now. I actually made a full episode on this podcast earlier on, but the quality wasn't great, so I figured a part two was necessary. Lots of things I have done on this podcast is thanks to Steven, like starting this podcast. I had actually never listened to a podcast before Persuade You. So today I'm inviting you guys to give a listen to all the podcasts I have reviewed, such as the Teenager Therapy podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience, and the 4AM Club podcast. Shout out to Sam and Leroy. Most of these are more teenager related podcasts, so I thought today I would bring you guys one that is for all audiences. So if you're a teen, a five-year-old, or okay, maybe not the five-year-old, but you get the point. Persuade You is a podcast hosted by the one and only Stephen Morris. He is the only host, and I think that fits the show quite well. The name is pretty self-explanatory, but basically Stephen recommends stuff and things he thinks is worth your time in checking out. Yeah, just about anything he really enjoys or just thinks he needs more recommending. He recommends all types of things, like from sunglasses to Harry Potter audiobooks, from marble racing to Star Wars The Clone Wars. Amazing series, by the way. I actually grew up with that series and I still love it to this day. Like season 7, wow. And I've actually tried certain things he has recommended, like marble racing. Look, it's more fun than it sounds. I have also tried to do certain things that are more US-based, like something that he recommended called the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is actually a foundation made by Dolly Parton, a singer made to distribute books to children all around the world. Well, not really all around the world, because for Mexico, I wasn't able to register myself, but nevertheless, it's a really, really good cause. It's also a weekly podcast, so you crave new content that he uploads. Right now, he is on season 4 of the podcast, and he is making it about black superheroes that are not known to everyone, like Static Shock. It's something different that he is doing, and I really like it. He's basically just a really big supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, which I really respect, by the way. He's even done a whole episode dedicated to it, so big applause to Steven. He's just a very, very smart person with his words, and a nerd in some cases as well. Some things that brought me to rethink the quality of my podcast is the hyperlinks on his episodes, which I copied, not gonna lie. Also, his intro is just really catchy. There's been times I would have copied that too, but I don't think it really matches with the What's On My Mind podcast. And then there's the music by Shane Ivers as well. Oof, it's just an awesome podcast overall. I'll leave all his links down below if you guys want to check it out. I think he said on episode 35 that he prefers you listen to it on Pocket Casts or Overcast, but he will probably get mad at me for this because I listen on Spotify. It's just the easiest way for me to play it. And mostly because it's where I first got recommended that podcast, and I feel Spotify just ups the audio quality somehow. I don't know. I just feel it creates this crispy voice I'm so used to, and that's why. But I totally agree. Pocket Casts, CastBox are probably the best podcast players out there because their features such as voice boosting really makes the experience so much cooler. I don't have Overcast because I don't have iOS, but it's kind of the same as Pocket Cast. So to finish it off, the Persuade You podcast is everywhere. It's on every platform. So I'm going to put it down below. You guys can listen to it. Yeah, please go give them some listens. I really hope you guys can check it out. It's one of my favorites. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for taking the time. And yeah, that's about it. A very, very short episode, this one. I hope you guys can take the time to subscribe, rate, and review. So thank you guys very much. And we'll see you guys in the next one.